Hello and welcome to the Duff Money Podcast. This is the podcast that cares about you and your financial future. Personal finance is so important. Get the basics right, put the work in and educate yourself. Then you can invest with skill. You can invest towards financial independence and financial freedom. Today's podcast is all about property and how you can get creative with property in 2023. There are many things you can do with property. Today's podcast is just to give you a flavour of what's out there. Some of the info from today's podcast comes from PIN, Property Investors Network, just to be transparent, and the training I'd done with PIN back in 2021. This podcast offers massive value to anyone looking to invest in a property anytime soon. We're going to look at creative finance, then we'll look at purchase lease options and HMOs, and finally we'll have a good look at my favourite way to buy property, a genuine strategy that property investors use to help them hit their property goals and their finance goals. Right, let's get stuck into the podcast. Creative finance. This is something I was aware of before I did some training with PIN, but by training with PIN, I really learned different ways of funding your property deals. My first experience of creative finance came with the transition from rental number 4 to rental number 5. This is when I first used momentum investing. I bought rental number 4, BMV, below market value. I did a light refurbishment, and then 7 months later, I remortgaged the property and was able to take all of the deposit money back out. Another way I've been able to get creative is by remortgaging the home me and my family live in. Most of this money went on an extension on our home, but I did use some of that remortgage towards the deposit money for rental number 7. The last way I've been able to get creative is by using money from crypto assets. I would say that I've taken about £10,000 from crypto profits and put that money towards Duff Properties, the limited company that I use to buy properties with. Here is a little summary, a little list of how you can get creative to build a property portfolio. Momentum investing. Remortgage your home. Remortgage other properties if you already have a portfolio. Borrow money from family. Money from other assets like crypto or maybe an ISA that's built up over the years. Loans or credit cards. Personally, I wouldn't do this unless you're an experienced investor, and even then, I would consult your financial advisor. Purchase option or purchase lease option. This is a creative strategy we're going to cover in further detail next. Right, let's move on to purchase lease option, PLO. If you're wanting to buy rental properties but you've run out of money or you've got little capital to start with, consider purchase options. Two option arrangements are purchase option, PO, and purchase lease option, PLO. The PO is when you have the option to buy. You might want to buy some land for sale. You might get a purchase option. Then you get the planning permission. Then actually make the purchase. The beauty is that it's an option. As in, if you don't get the planning permission, you can pull out of the deal. The PLO is the same, where you have the option to buy after a fixed period, say 3 or 5 years for example. The difference is that you agree to lease the property during this period. PLO main points. You've got the right to buy but no obligation to purchase. You agree to buy within a certain time, usually 3 or 5 years, but it can be any time really. Again, there is no obligation to purchase, and you can pass it on to another investor at the end of the agreed time period. The agreed price is fixed. The buyer benefits from potential cash flow if they can find a tenant. If the property doesn't have a tenant for a period, the buyer is responsible for the mortgage and council tax, so there is an element of risk. The buyer can also potentially change the purpose to increase cash flow or add value to the property to increase the rent and again increase the cash flow. This isn't for everyone. It isn't for a landlord looking to sell his portfolio, his or her portfolio and needs the money now. It's for the landlord who doesn't need the money and wants less hassle. He or she might want to retire to Spain and live a stress-free life in the sun. Moving on to HMO. HMO stands for House of Multiple Occupancy and is a way of increasing cash flow when compared to single lets. First of all, do a bit of research so that you fully understand this strategy. Maybe read a book and even go a step further and do some training with PIN or do some training with another reputable company offering property training. With some training, you're able to find suitable properties like a 6-bed HMO, for example. This would mean you would be renting 6 separate rooms out, all under the same roof. In the northeast, you're looking at £400 per room per month. This would mean £2,400 per calendar month. Unlike single lets, the bills are the landlord's responsibility, so that needs to be factored in to any calculations. The main calculation to remember is ROI, return on investment, and this is profit per annum divided by total investment. This is because it illustrates what return you're getting on the money you have invested. To find the profit per annum, we need the profit per calendar month minus expenses times 12. Expenses like mortgage, council tax, utilities, and broadband. Apparently, broadband is a big one, and this is important to the tenant in any HMO. The broadband signal strength is the first thing the tenants check before moving in. I've heard many case studies from different investors, and on a 6-bed HMO, a profit of £1,000 per calendar month is normal, if not more. This isn't from my experience, by the way, with HMOs. It's what I've been taught at PIN. If you manage to get 2 or even 3 HMOs, then you're well on your way to financial independence, depending on your target income. Before buying your first HMO, speak to your local housing authority, your council, and ensure you're legally compliant. You may well need a license, which is valid for 5 years, and you might need planning. This can be discussed in detail with your local housing authority. I could give you loads of spiel about the legal side of things, but I haven't done a HMO at this stage, so you'll have to do some research yourself. Now we're going to look at my favourite way to invest in property, and I would say the number one strategy for beginners in 2023. Remember, this is just my opinion. BRR, buy, refurbish, refinance. What I will say is that it is a genuine strategy that will accelerate your path towards your financial goals. And if you want it, full-time property investing. You start with £25,000, for example. You refurb and add value, and 6 months later, or just over 6 months, you refinance and pull your deposit money back out, in an ideal scenario, or most of your deposit money. Then you move on to the next. This allows you to buy at least one rental property per year. In 10 years, you could have 10 properties, bringing in £2,500 per calendar month, or there or thereabouts, or £30,000 per annum. These are the sort of figures based on my experience of properties in Middlesbrough, in the northeast of England. This is my local area, and based on properties in and around £100,000. Let us say you're 25 years of age. You adopt this straightforward strategy, BRR, buy, refurbish, refinance, and buy one property per year for 10 years. Suddenly, you're 35 and have some early financial freedom. You have serious options. Look, you might be a 25-year-old electrician or bricklayer, for example, and prefer to live for the day. You might want to get yourself new clothes for the weekend and buy the latest car on expensive finance. But 10 houses at 35 eases the pressure and is a genuine plan B if things go tits up. It could even be your plan A, depending on your expenses. That £30,000 per annum will help you avoid working away for large periods. This means you're living life on your terms, and you get more time with the people you love to do what you love. BRR is a strategy I've used over the last few years and will continue to use going forward. Look into it and see what you think. This strategy could really accelerate you towards your target portfolio, whatever that may be. Other strategies. There are many strategies you can tackle when you really start looking into it, like SA, serviced accommodation, commercial to residential conversions, flats, title splits, and many more. Have a look into these different strategies. When you start networking or reading property books, you can determine what you would like to do property-wise. We're all different and will inevitably go in our different directions. My opinion is start with single lets initially, but this might be too conservative for you. I've seen people jump into the deep end with creative strategies and be financially independent within 2 years, and some even within 1 year. All I want you to take from this podcast is that there are genuine ways to get creative with property in 2023. That's it for today's podcast. If you've liked it, a little review would be a big help for me. It would help me get the podcast out there so I can help other investors looking to invest in property in 2023. Thanks for listening.